It's time to bring in Jim Lynch. Cover your assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, also sports. Brings many years of experience to those topics and more. Good morning, Mr. Lynch. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Weather's a little less than... However, let's... good morning, everybody. I just had to switch my earphone here. That's why I was hesitant. Well, let's start right with something which is besieging the headlines. It's called The Big Lie by Donald Trump and his accolades that the election was false and Biden didn't win and so forth and so on. It's ironic that this past Sunday I watched the beginning of a documentary series on the rise of the Nazis. We all remember them, don't we? And the first episode is about how Hitler in 1932 basically began to take power. It's a very, very interesting show in the sense that, one, it's well done, two, it's very factual, and three, it's full of the actual characters before, during, and after Hitler's success of taking over Germany. It indicates the intrigues that went through, the power plays, and so forth and so on. But the bottom line was for us to remember Germany, the country of Germany, in 1932 was a democracy. Hitler managed to basically destroy the economy for a while, and then definitely the democracy, which is really the important point. And I bring this up right now, it's very timely, because this big lie that Trump is spewing is part of his attempt to bring down our democracy. We had an attempt at physical action on January 6th. It's never been fully explained. It's still being investigated. But quite obviously, it was planned by Trump and his inner circle with the collaboration of lots of people who want to be violent. They're what we call the grievance crowd, but they're basically anarchists of democracy. So I strongly suggest you watch episode one. There'll be several episodes. The Rise of the Nazis. The Rise of the Nazis is the documentary, and you'll clearly see the approach that Trump has been taking in trying to bring down our democracy. You'll also remember that his first wife, told us long ago that he had a copy of Mein Kampf, Hitler's playbook, and his the death nest to his bed. This is very important, folks. We're seeing played out now in the Republican Party with Jane Carey, with Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, fighting to keep democracy up. And we have the Kevin McCarthy and his group basically willing to take democracy down to maintain their own personal power. This is what the big lie is all about. Trump wants personal power. McCarthy and others want to go on the coattails of the ragtag group that's out there trying to overcome the democracy. Now, just continuing for a minute, and I'll turn it over to our coach and host, Marshall. It's important for you to begin realizing there's a lot of things happening now that are going to come on full stream. 400 people have been charged with something to do with the insurrection. Actually, one person was convicted saying that the ragtag group should kill people in Congress. He's looking at 10 years. As the 400 people get adjudicated, X amount of them will be sentenced, some to very long sentences. This will give them an opportunity to rat out Trump and the people around him, like Jared Kushner and Giuliani, who were fomenting this insurrection on the 6th. The insurrection is not over. It's going to continue to go on unless Trump goes to jail and his followers say it's all over. Bottom line, I turn it back to you, Michael.
Well, here's my take on the whole thing. This whole big lie thing has gone from being a national disgrace to being actually now a political gambit. This is the amazing thing about it. It is obvious a major part of the Republican Party wants to back the big lie and not really claim any reality, denying the fact that Donald Trump lost the election, saying that he actually won it. It was stolen from him. It's a little different in the fact that when Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump in that election, people were outraged that Donald Trump won. They didn't claim that Donald Trump wasn't the president. Millions of women showed up right away in a huge march around the world. And people throughout his presidency questioned Donald Trump left and right, left and right. Nobody questioned the actual election itself. And what has happened here is that Donald Trump has questioned, and even before the election, like he did the first time, cast doubt on the electoral process. And now it appears that a major portion, if not probably 70% of the Republican Party, wants to use this as a political option to get their base strong and try to take back the House in a year and a half, and then the Senate, the presidency in two more years. It is a huge political gamble to do something this extreme, but it has turned into political theater now. And you have folks like Ms. Cheney and Governor Romney. Governor Romney stood up in front of his local Republicans, and they booed him. And he said, "Go ahead and boo me, but this is the truth." You have certain members of the Republican Party that are willing to stand up and say, "This is the wrong direction to go in. This is right now solely become a political play," and we'll see what happens. It's a big roll of the dice for the Republican Party, because if it backfires. And enough Americans, enough Democrats, and enough independents say enough is enough, the exact opposite can happen, where they could lose more House seats, they could lose more Senate seats, and lose the election. So this is a very pivotal time the next 2 years in the United States. But regardless, Jim, it's not going away. What has been lying under the surface in this country for many years was allowed to come out and be strong under the Trump administration, and that is a general mistrust of our government and therefore our elections. So this is not something that's going to go away anytime soon. It took the political process for this to happen, and believe it or not, it's going to take the political process for this to unravel itself and not be a major issue. But all that being said, let's put that on the side here for a second. And my main concern is that over the next 2 years and then the 2 years after that, this country is going to be embroiled in this turmoil. Now, you have a lot of people sitting in this country, individuals who have retirement plans and not really knowing where their money is, but it's invested in the stock market. The stock market right now it appears to be riding fairly strong, but sooner or later, when you have political divisions like this, and you have such a clear-cut line that has been placed in the sand, I think, and I'm not an expert at all, that's why I'm going to ask you, I think this is going to affect the markets greatly, and I think it you can see it in what it's doing with Bitcoin right now. And I think that sooner or later, with the strife that is now between the political parties, where everything is political, the election was not was not legal. It was wrong. Vaccinations are now political, where 90% of the Democrats get vaccinations, 40% of the Republicans get vaccinations. Everything has turned into a political football. And I think sooner or later, that has got to have an effect on the stock market, Jim.
There's no question about that. You saw what happened with the beginning of the pandemic and the ineffectual handling of it by the previous Trump administration. And the market got whacked from 29,000 down to 18,000. Of course, it's now back dramatically. The key, though, is if indeed investors begin to sense a deterioration once again in people's wanting a democracy, this cause people to take profits and get out of the market until they're sure that the government is solid. In my career, the one thing that I learned from the very beginning, the U.S. government debt, its government bonds, were considered golden, absolutely golden in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s because of the rule of law, because of the democracy, because we had fought the Second World War for our democracy. In the process, we maintained the security of those government securities. If we were to lose the confidence of foreign investors and or investors in that principle that, you know, all else fails, by governments, they're secure. If we lose that, we're not going to be able to finance this $1 trillion economy and $1 trillion deficit. So please pay attention to what's going on. And very importantly, don't take anything for granted. January 6th is just, it's like it was just yesterday. And we're now fighting for our democracy. So do what you have to do. Let's get back to stock market. We're now in the month of May, June, beautiful time of year. Frequently, that period of time is when the stock market either rests or goes down because it begins to digest the action of the previous quarter. That, I think, is in the process of happening. I do expect the market to sell off, but for no other reason, then people have enormous gains, particularly in the tech sector. It's not unreasonable that people take profits because that's why they're invested in the stock market. That said, investors should be very prudent. Sit down, have their financial analyst or accountant or themselves analyze what they own in the stock market, what percentage of their investable assets is in the stock market. What is their risk tolerance? That said, if you're 100% or 85% invested, that is, of investable assets in the stock market, it's too much. That's just a rule of thumb. You should be parring and getting out of weak positions and or getting out of positions that have made a tremendous amount of money and par down part of the position and offset possibly, if there are any, weak sisters in the market to balance out your portfolio. The idea is pay attention and don't take for granted that the tree grows to the sky. It never, ever does. If you look at the gain from the low in March of last year, which was about 18,000, and the Dow is now roughly 33,000, that has got to tell you, one, we've come back a lot, not totally by any means of the pandemic, but two, on a percentage basis, you have to correct. And I'm not asking people to trade. I'm just saying look at the percentage of investable assets in the stock market and prune, take your profits, offset losses, get out of weak positions. Now, in terms of what Marshall just mentioned regarding vaccination, there is a theory now among the scientists that the way people are continuing to behave, not getting vaccinated, and beginning to take for granted things are over. That means there might be a chance that we don't get to herd immunity. Herd immunity is not having solved the situation, the pandemic, but it gets us into a position where we can definitely handle it. Fauci recommended 5 to 10,000 cases a day as possibly a goal to give us a sense that we're near herd immunity. We need herd immunity so that we are not constantly being bombarded with new cases of the virus, which results in not only, unfortunately, sickness and death, but also results in a tremendous burden on our economy in terms of people resources and government money resources. So get vaccinated. Encourage your fellow citizen to get vaccinated. But keep your eye on the pandemic, because it's not over yet. And people are beginning, there's a certain blaseness, which I sense, particularly coming from the scientists, regarding our population, that people are beginning to get a little careless in terms of moving forward. One, you must get vaccinated. Your family must be vaccinated. Those people who advocate no vaccines, if they are in a responsible position, they are basically taking on themselves the responsibility of the health and well-being of people who might be listening to them. And this is why it's extremely important that you listen to politicians who are blasé or advocates of, oh, you don't need this, you don't need that. Those are people that must go. They're not taking care of their citizenry. Liz Cheney standing up, standing true to her conservative. She is one of the most conservative persons in the Republican Party, is willing to state her convictions. We must rally around her. We must rally around Governor Romney, because these people stand in their integrity. They stand for why they are serving, to take care of the American people. My hope is that Cheney and Romney and other Republicans, of course there are other ones,
sure,
will
President.
Honor their commitment to government and begin voting to help the Democrats getting past a lot of the legislation that they still have to do. These two Republicans, I would hope, would understand that if they want to take their party back, they've got to basically get rid of the driftwood, of the deplorables, be it a Matt Gaetz or a Jim Judge or these various newcomers who are rabble-rousers, who are very negative, who are into persona to maintain their power. But please, do not go to sleep on this. You've got to pay attention to it.
Well, just listen to, here's the whole thing. You have former President George Bush. You have former nominee for president, Romney. You have very conservative Liz Cheney. Now, I don't agree with the politics, most of the politics put forth by those folks, but I do believe in the politics of conservatism. And I do believe that the standard conservative Republican is now gone. It's a numbers thing now, Jim. There's just too many people now in the House, and it now appears also in the Senate, that want to go along with the big lie. There's not enough big party members, even though George Bush came out yesterday and mentioned what a big mistake this was, Romney did, and Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's going to lose her position with the Republican Party. She has no place to go to run. She's got to stay a Republican. She'll probably be challenged in a primary, as a matter of fact. Romney, I think, is a little safer where he is. But this is what I'm talking about. This is no longer just an assault on democracy. It's not. It's gone beyond that. It is the attempted takeover of a political system, and by any means possible. And that is why it's such a big gamble. Could it pay off for them? Yeah, absolutely it could. But the only way it pays off for them is if independent voters and Democrats don't keep strong and go to the polls. I think sooner or later, over the course of a couple of elections, that the Democrats and independents and conservative Republicans that stay strong will win out in the long run. But this country will lose out in the long run as long as this continues, until basically we get back to a system where politics is not my way or the highway, but politics becomes what it always used to be. Sometimes it was rough and tumble, and sometimes it was mean and nasty, but it was politics was compromise. That is completely gone out the window, and we'll have to see what happens over the course of the next 2 years, and then the next 4 years, to see if we can just separate politics from everything else in life. When you're talking, people don't take vaccines because of politics. You know, I'm not necessarily in agreement with people that are anti-vaccines, okay? If you have an honest-to-God feeling that you're not going to get a vaccination because you don't want to, and you've made that decision on your own case, I can live with that. But when you make a decision because you're a Republican or because you're so-and-so, and you're doing something for that reason, when it comes to vaccinations and things like that, it shows you exactly how far down the rabbit hole we've gotten. All right, Jim, we have about a minute left, so would you like to wrap up in the next minute?
I certainly shall. Hillary Clinton was absolutely right. Trump would be the wrong man to be president, and he's proved it over and over. And secondly, she mentioned the people following him as deplorables, and boy, they sure are. They went and they challenged our government on January 6th. I'm a veteran. I stand up for what I did. These punks never served this country who are out there. And therefore, I hope our new sheriff in town mets out to them very severe punishment in terms of long prison sentences. We've got to get rid of these lowlifes, nuts, whatever, and we've got to ferret out the people in our police force and elsewhere who are of a temperament to overcome the government. Pay attention. Have a great week. Take care of yourself. Pay attention to your market and to your invested assets.
All right, Jim, we'll speak to you next week. Take care.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch in Cover Your Assets here on Robin Hood Radio. And remember, once again, all opinions expressed are those of the people that give them and do not represent the staff, the management, the volunteers of CATV6 or Robin Hood Radio or Tri-State Public Communications.